What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
I don't know why, but for some reason, Josh thinks I have the biggest ass out of everybody here. And I was like, Josh, I'm like straight legs. Like,
I was going to say, just look at it like that.
Yeah, there's no round to my ass. Yeah. It's just straight down.
Yep. Yeah, it just goes from back fat to thigh.
And so, like, when we take trips, I was like, you know, halfway through, I got to keep stopping because it's uncomfortable and hurts. And
yeah.
So we've been trying different cushions. I've tried a gel cushion. I've tried
I like
everything.
You should get a BBL, dude.
What?
You should get a BBL. Oh.
Big.
I think it's Brazilian butt lift. I had to ask. I had to ask my kids.
I think that's
what that meant.
Need more snare. More snare.
We need some more snare in here. It's a Brazilian butt lift or a. Yep. See. It's a Brazilian. It's a Brazilian butt lift.
Yep. Big, black, and lengthy.
that's more what I would prefer.
Yeah, Donnie, that's what you should get, dude. Get a BBL.
Not in me, but I want it.
You heard it here first.
No, I used to make jokes that I was going to get implants, and everybody's like, what, your titties? I'm like, no, you fucking idiot, my ass.
Yeah,
like,
dude, you need something to sit on, dude. I get tired of fucking, you know, sitting down and falling off shit.
So while we were waiting for you.
I'm sorry.
No. We're having to talk about tattoos. Sorry.
Yeah. Which you just scraped on that chair.
Yeah.
That was nice.
It's on the.
It's a little fresh.
I never thought of it this way, but someone explained it pretty good that, like, at this point, it's like a sunburn. Like the feeling of
like
it.
Like afterwards?
Yeah. Because your skin maybe is irritated enough. Like if you just brush it against something, you get that little burning. Like, oh,
this one butter. Healed in like but 3 days.
When did you get it done?
Last Thursday.
Oh, so these were both Sunday.
Damn.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you did text me on Sunday.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking we got them done like the same day, pretty close. But like,
I mean,
it's all based on later. The area, though. That area is like. That shit's brutal.
Yeah, this right
that
here, tear, like,
that tears you up.
Touch man. It, like, oh.
Yeah, for everybody who can't see, it's the outside elbow
it's
from the
elbow
inside
pit.
To the out.
It's the elbow pit.
Elbow pit.
Elbow pit to the weenus.
By far.
The vagina to the weenus.
By far the most painful spot I've ever been tattooed.
I can like, imagine.
Fucking intense.
Do you dude. Have any?
I have one.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
it was so cute.
It was amazing. it was $15. It was that peer pressure because my girlfriend at the time, we were in Newport, and I was like 18, and we were with her sister visiting, and they both got fucking tattoos. Tramp stamps, of course.
Yeah.
That was cool back
nice.
In, you know, 2001.
It would have been cooler if you got one.
Yeah, they tried.
I saw a dude with one the other day.
Yeah, and I went up, and I was like, they're like, come on, man, I'll hook you up, $15. And they're like, come on. I'm like. It's pretty cool. Sun was setting. It was like on the third floor right there by the bridge. I was like, this is fucking tight. What better place to get my first one? So I searched for something that I wouldn't regret. So I found the Sagittarius. I'm like, well, I'm Sagittarius. That ain't going to fucking change.
Yeah, forever.
I was like, all right, cool. I was like, that looks simple and easy. And I was like, I can expand on it in the future. Well, flash forward 20 years and it still looks the same.
still not expanding.
I have ambitions for this year, though. I am going to go in and get it sharpened up so it'll make it look like it has a sharp edge on it. A little bit of 3D, so it kind of looks
get some shadow and
stuff. Because it's an arrow and a dagger is the sign, but obviously it was just shitty.
Think I don't know this shit?
Come on, man!
I'm a Sagittarius. Too.
Apologize, Sagittarius.
Sagittariuses,
yeah.
Horse's ass. Wow. So anyway,
I'm like at the
do some shading.
I think
stuff.
I'm at the end of it. I think it like it's 2 days after.
Oh, so you are?
I'm the 20th, and I think it's either 21st or 22nd when it kicks on to the next one. So I'm like
what's
right
the next
at
one?
The. You're more like the tail.
What's the next one, Aquarius?
I'm up in the chest. On the
Riley! Area. What's your sign, bro?
signs everywhere.
What are you? Do you know?
Blocking out my scenery break.
Like, what? So, yeah, you're right, Aquarius.
Yeah.
Well,
Aquarius.
Wait, would that be? He's January 28th, so would that be?
There's no.
It's Capricorn is most of January. That's
so that would be Alyssa, and that'd be the next one, because she's January 3rd. So it's like December 22nd or something. Through January, and then he becomes in the end. I never quite know. I always have to look it up because I don't know the shit where it ends, where it begins. And
why doesn't Sagittarius have a song? Like Aquarius has a song.
The Age of Aquarius?
The Age of Aquarius.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's a...
Yeah, just look it up.
Not a good one.
It's probably like Jack Black just screaming Sagittarius over and over. Sagittarius!
But I've never really met like a super... I think like you have to be a very like polarizing or intense sign to get like a song written after you or something, you know?
What do you mean, dude? I run like a fucking horse.
They're all chill.
I shoot arrows.
I'm the size of a horse.
No,
it's chill.
It's because we're threatening and people don't fuck with us.
Well,
I'll shoot your ass.
Okay.
I'll just whip it out right
now. What about, I'm the bull, bro. I'll
curb stop you with my horse's ass.
I'm Taurus. I'm the bull. That's threatening.
I mean, is it though?
I mean,
it's just stubborn.
This is like stubbornness. Bows and arrows and shit. We can get you from a distance. You got to get up close.
You have to shoot a bull like 50 times with an arrow.
Not if you get him right in the head.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Let's see. After Sagittarius, yeah, it goes Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. And then Aquarius and Pisces. So December 21st, so the day after my birthday, is the very last Sagittarius.
Yep, you're the poop falling out the back.
Yeah.
Just barely.
I'm like
on.
That string still
you're the
holding off.
Just holding off for life. Yeah, those happen. We're Sagittarius. We don't have an ass, but we definitely.
That's all you're doing is just the one, you're just sharpening that tattoo up.
Hold on, I fucked my shit up. Yes, for the moment.
Yeah,
yeah. It'll fill it up. I'm gonna sharpen it up and then like shadow it out, so it'll be like the whole shoulder.
Okay.
Type look.
Okay.
And like, so I'm thinking like smoky, just kind of a
yeah.
Maybe even like almost like a burn where it's like with like some smoke coming off of it, where it looks fucking just
kind of cool,
you know?
So. Yeah.
So Alyssa, for her first tattoo. Wants us to all draw, not all, like you guys aren't included, so fuck you.
Ouch.
All of us in the family draw a star.
A constellation.
Constellation, thank you. She wants us just to draw a star, like not measure it, make it straight. She wants some kind of our best freehand star with like our initials in it. And she's going to do this, the
Cassiopeia.
So like it'll be me, Les,
Cassiopeia,
Carter. Alyssa Riley.
All right.
And she wants to put it right here. I was like, all right, I'll pay for it. You get it ready.
Me and Kay are getting one in June.
Are you doing the pizza?
Like a slice of
pie? No, that was me and Amelia.
Oh, that was you and Amelia. Okay.
So Kennedy wanted, she sent me like 10 different ideas. And I was like, nope.
Like,
one was like blessed. I was like, yeah, fucking doing that. But she sent me, it's like a dove. It looks all right. I mean.
Is it going to be crying?
All right. No, I'll be all right. But Amelia, I was like, we should get a slice of pizza. Now we're years out, obviously. But I'll get pepperoni and she'll get cheese. And she was like, that's awesome. I'll totally do that. Like a melty, like a.
Yeah, you got to make like it like
Ninja
the cool.
Yeah. Like Ninja Turtle slice.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm talking about.
Like a slice of pie, bro.
Yeah, awesome. Dude.
Absolutely. And that fucking makes you want to take a bite of your arm.
That would fit. Yeah. That would fit for her, too.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Totally.
Gooey pizza.
Totally. That's totally her.
Yep.
I can see that. Did you ever check out
on her forehead.
That show I told you where, like, she is totally.
Yeah, I did. I watched it.
What was it called again?
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
She's actually been watching
it. That's good.
Does she not? His sister, his twin sister. That is Amelia. Like,
she's always got
her attitude.
Those like quick quips.
Yes.
Fucking, yeah.
Quippy and snarky and awesome.
So Lex and I have been watching that. And one night I'm sitting there watching, I'm like, oh my God. She is fucking Sheldon's sister. Like, it's like they watched Amelia for a couple years and be like, here you go. This is your sister. It was just perfect. I mean, minus the glasses, but you know, we could throw some on her.
Yeah,
it's like
we can work with that.
I guess that's how you just, when you're like the youngest, you're like the little sister or whatever, you just have to, you got to get like a hardened edge, man. I don't know.
But no, we got hooked on that. So now we're going to watch Big Bang Theory all over again after Young Sheldon.
I'm Ruby?
At this stage of
Barbie.
My life, too. That's,
oh, got you.
This is kind of, it's kind of.
I figured you'd get that one.
Kind of a determining factor.
I saw a preview of it today.
In me watching a movie, I'm like, is there any nudity in this? No, I'm like, not interested.
Yeah,
it better have one hell of a storyline if you want to keep my focus. How about
I need that nudity rating, please?
Have you guys seen the new Roadhouse?
I don't have any desire to see it.
I haven't watched TV, not even sports.
It's on Amazon Prime.
I haven't watched anything forever. I don't even know, bro. I don't even
know. You have Amazon Prime,
dude? Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't. I can't even find a remote.
So I was like, Dan, I had no desire to watch it because I don't like Jake Gyllenhaal. And I really like the original Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze, that's Dalton, that's his thing.
Yeah.
That was, you know, I love that movie. This one, it's like the same technically storyline. Like he goes in to save a roadhouse that's being terrorized by other people, but it's like it's different because in this one, the Dalton character is an ex-UFC fighter. And you know, it's like a different town. There's like a bad sheriff and like, it was all right. But my favorite, the reason I was asking is because my favorite character in this is Conor McGregor. And he plays this fucking weirdo, just like kooky character. He's just walking around. A couple of times he's walking around just naked and he's got a golf club and he's just like.
And that's why you like it. I was waiting for it.
Dude, he's got a nice ass.
I was waiting for the reason.
It's just crazy. It's like you see this badass fighter and then he's just like a fucking cartoon character in this.
That's probably why I don't have any desire to see it. I really don't have any desire to see Conor McGregor try to act. And he's supposedly going to be the new Popeye in the Popeye movie. Which I could see that. But
yeah, but
he looks like I want to see some fucking crazy
Popeye
Irish
doesn't
guy.
Have an accent.
Yeah, he does.
No. I've watched it. Robin Williams does not have an accent.
Good actors don't. They can do whatever accent.
Robin Williams was the original Popeye. And Shelley Duvall was olive oil.
Oh, you're such a movie nerd.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Christ. It's old. It's like 70s.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen
He's
that.
A movie encyclopedia. Damn it.
No, I'll watch it because I like Conor McGregor. Did you ever watch? Okay. And see, I know. I said I can't. I'm trying to compare his character because you didn't see Fast X either because you know you're not into those.
I thought it was called Fasten.
Your seatbelt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's say it right.
Did they really? Is that like a thing?
It's just the 10th one, but that was like it was like a meme or something that was out there.
Yeah, it was just funny.
It's the 10th one. It's called Fast 10. Your seatbelts. Like, yeah,
right. And it had a picture.
That's
of the dude
not
on it.
The name of the movie, but yeah, it was like.
Could be.
I am very disappointed, though, because, I mean, 10's a lot, and I thought this was it.
So what are you going to say when 18 comes out?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they totally left it open and hinted that there's going to be more. I'm like, I thought this was the end. I thought
you guys keep fucking buying it.
Watching it.
Stop fucking buying it.
I can't. I'm addicted, man. It's like heroin. I'm addicted.
Somebody give this guy some. What's the mescaline version? What's the mescaline version of another movie that is better for him?
There's
what's
10
the new one? Gran Turismo.
I haven't watched it yet. Is
I
it
haven't
good?
Either. No, was, I don't fucking know.
That was
I don't
not
watch
good
it.
Either.
It wasn't. It didn't.
It's not good.
Like watching the previews, it didn't look like something. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get into this. It was
I like games.
Yeah.
So speaking of games turning into things, have either of you seen Fallout yet?
I started watching.
Ooh, I saw
it.
The previews for that.
Started watching.
Dude,
it.
Dude, I am. I can on buy into episode that. Number 5. They're each an hour long.
I'm on one.
What's it on?
Amazon Prime.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Cool. I got that.
Yeah.
I'll never get to watch it, but at least I know I can.
It's got the dude from, what's the guy's name? From Vice Principals?
What's
his fucking name? The cowboy, yeah.
Yeah, it's Walter Coggins.
Yeah.
Who's also in Justified.
Have you seen Vice Principals? Or?
I feel like I have.
With Danny McBride?
Yeah.
It's the other, like.
The other Vice Principal.
I feel like I was way too out of it. But it's I do remember
Walter season. Coggins is awesome. He's always
like him, dude.
He's always like the supporting. So he was in a hit series called Justified a while back where he played like the bad guy to Timothy Oliphant's Texas Ranger character. Like he was the drug dealing bad guy where the other guy was the cop. So it was like the whole series. But he's a good actor.
I like him.
Especially where he's always the
supporting dude.
The supporting, yeah. But yeah, he plays the ghoul. I don't know if you ever played the games, Fallout or anything, but
that's the problem.
I have Fallout 3.
He plays the ghoul, Xbox the noseless dude. And
I played it for like a very, very short time. That's the problem with me watching that show is I don't have a ton to like relate it to.
But once you get past, so like episode 1 is the longest. I think it's like an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it goes like 66, 64. It goes down to like 45 and then back up to 61. So they're all about an hour long, but. That's
understand
kinda,
the concept of it, though.
It's kind
of
like, getting you into the story.
It's like apocalyptic. I mean,
yeah. There's it gets fucking gory. Like,
yeah.
It's awesome. It's definitely really good.
There's nudity in it too. So yes. It's good.
Oh yeah. Good. It's like The Boys. Have you seen that?
That one's good. Yes.
Well, yeah, I've seen 2.5 seasons.
So it's not like, it's not the same kind of storyline, but it's the same kind of film of cinematography.
Yep.
The blood, the, yep. You know, they don't.
The CGI bullshit.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's right. Awesome. It's good. Right.
It works.
And the storyline like brings you into, you're not like, all right, this is boring. Oh yeah. An explosion. All right. This is boring. And it's all, the whole thing is like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. So it's all 8 episodes of season 1 are out and I'm on episode 5. I started watching it yesterday.
Yeah. I started the other night, but I only made it through most of the first, but I'm going to keep watching it. It's pretty good so far.
Well, I want to, and I want to know once you get farther.
Yeah.
You know, will you further. Still? And that's why I was asking if you guys got into it. Like,
it's further.
Shut up. God damn it. I hate English.
So once you push it all the way in,
I ordered some pizza.
Doesn't make you come.
I ordered some pizza, guys.
I came at the beginning.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, good for you. I've ordered pizza before too.
How about
that's true.
How about OJ, we ate it, guys?
Look,
we lost OJ.
I'm okay with that because I think we lost OJ a long time ago. Yeah,
like God rest his soul.
I was watching, like,
you know, he probably took a few with him.
Yeah.
How awesome! I always tell people how awesome would it be if like somebody from her family murdered him and then made a getaway in a slow black Bronco going down the freeway.
Oh, shit, that would be like
just like.
Right.
That'd be the way to end it.
Oh, how the turns have tabled.
A new black Bronco.
Yes. Like one of the new
ugly
ones.
Ass ones. Like one of the brand new ones. One of the grandma's cars, you know? Like,
I remember watching that chase.
It's 4-wheel drive.
When I was probably like 8 or 9.
Oh, yeah. It was slow as fuck. And I was, and it was like, what's even happening?
It was on live TV.
Which means I was OJ, like 16. I'm like,
go Buffalo.
Go Buffalo.
I was young. I didn't know. I just knew OJ Simpson was the best Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
He got crazy, too. Like, so I was watching on the news.
He was already fucking crazy. He
got worse.
He murdered those people.
So he went to, and then he went to.
In the most vicious way possible.
Yeah. Yeah, but the glove didn't fit. So he was.
No, he fucking did.
But then he went to jail for what? Like.
A lot of assault. All those.
It was like assault or something because he went in to supposedly get back stolen.
Burglary.
Yeah, because
it was kidnapping and robbery.
Robbery.
Because he went to get.
They tied somebody up and it was fucking like, dude, it was in Vegas.
To
like,
get a bunch of his memorabilia.
His memorabilia
stuff back. Yeah. That he claimed was stolen. Like, I wasn't stealing my stuff. I was getting it back. But it's like, bro, you broke into somebody's place and tied him up and fucking like.
Yeah.
So when he came out of that 9 years in prison.
Or something. Allegedly. Which
is, you know how their prison is the same as with Martha Stewart. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, I drove by that prison every time.
The fucking hotel.
What's up, OJ?
Yeah. It was the best living they've had in a while.
Yeah, the one right out there outside of Lovelock.
Then he started making, like, YouTube videos. And it was, like, somebody, you know.
Him golfing and shit.
Well, and then there was, like, when he's sitting in his car and he's like, I'm on drugs. And, like, he repeats it, like, 6 times. He's just fucking crazy. I'm like, dude, just stay out of the eye. Stay out of the public eye.
Just go away.
Fade
got away with it, bro. Yeah. Disappear. Well,
okay, so.
Right?
So here's the thing. Like we said, he obviously murdered those people. I do feel like there are two different types of. I feel like there's two different types of killers. There's like a killer. There's like a murderer that's born just off, and they have it ingrained in them. They don't feel any like
remorse
or anything. I don't think that was him. I truly think like he was a fucking hothead. He like it was. Passion in the
temper,
moment.
The drugs, the
sure.
Did you know back then how many football players? It's probably easier to count how many weren't doing drugs than it was
for
how,
sure.
How worse, so
in the '70s and eighties,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
all coked out of the motherfucker.
So in that moment, that shit went down. But I feel like those types of killers will feel remorse later, and so I think that it just ate him alive for the rest of his life, which is
I agree,
man.
I agree, but
it's kind of the most high profile fucking court case of our lives.
Yeah.
I don't know of any other one that was that big.
Johnny Depp.
No, there was another one. Fucking lame.
That was I watched that entire though. Thing. That was huge, though.
That was big. That was big because people don't have a fucking life.
Johnny Depp was innocent.
It was more entertaining what than was the OJ Simpson
What was even
case.
The chart? It was just a divorce case.
Yeah.
So that's
they
the problem
divorced.
Is and he it was left
like
her.
Worldwide news forever.
And was like, she was so fucking bonkers. She like went after him and saying he beat her. So the whole case was... He just trying to say, that's bullshit, I never beat you, because he lost Disney fired him. They'll never make another movie.
Defamation of character.
Yeah, defamation. You know what he did? So he won. I feel that, but. And all the money he won, he just donated. He wasn't about the money. He just wanted to clear his name.
Yeah.
From being a wife beater because the crazy lady. And what's really even more bonkers is that everybody was against her. Even
he embarrassed Jason Momoa. She embarrassed the shit out of herself in that trial.
Yes, yeah.
I've never seen it.
There was like some sparkling. There was like some sprinkling of doubt.
She's like forced crying. Like,
very little.
There was
it was there, yeah.
No, there were sprinklings of doubt before that case, before the trial. But then when all that shit came out, dude, everybody was like, oh, shit, yeah, Johnny didn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's a drunk and whatever. Well, like,
and the whole thing was all the evidence she brought in to put against him helped him because it proved
totally
he was being honest. He walked away. He may have slammed a cupboard, broke a glass, but he walked away.
Ah, shit, we've all done that.
She had the picture.
She punched him, and he walked away, yet he's the beat. The abusive one is like.
Have you seen him describing like the because they like presented the picture of him passed out on the couch with like some ice cream melting.
Was it
in
the
his
mega
lap.
Pint?
You know he had the isn't ice cream melting in his lap though? And he was like, yeah, I did like 18 hours in the studio that day.
Yeah.
I was exhausted and I came home and somebody thought it'd be funny to give me an ice cream cone while I was passing out on the couch. Like
who hasn't fallen asleep with some in his kind lap. Of food or
and it, so it just totally made her look like a fucking douche because he's like.
Her lawyer called it a mega pint. He did too. He laughed. Mega, he goes,
yeah, a mega pint.
How much bigger can a pint be than 16
ounces? A pint is a pint.
I'm pretty sure to call it mega is just embellishing the fact.
Yeah, there were some laughable moments in that
trial. It just sucks because, I mean, again, like you said, there were some doubt because it's always.
But was it bigger than hers? OJ?
Dude, not bigger, OJ? No.
Have you
but I'm saying it was big. It's funny.
That was the first one that we go to. It's like, oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen some of the... So, obviously, he wrote the book. It's called If I Did It.
OJ?
Yeah.
Does it have like, the glove not fitting his hand on the cover?
No. So, it's If I Did It.
No, it had all the salt he took to fucking swell his hands up, though.
No, it's like a... Dude, if I took a leather glove and soaked it in water and then, like, dried it out, like, that shit ain't fitting, bro.
Bro. No.
That's exactly what happened.
If it's a perfectly fitting glove, like I said, and you drink a bunch of salt water and you fucking swell up.
It wasn't
even,
salt water.
Even just on a hot day.
It wasn't salt water, though. That thing was soaked in blood and sitting in a fucking evidence bag.
Going in and they say, oh, hey, you got to try the glove on today. Fucking smash as much salt as you can and you're all fucking poofy and swollen. I can't get it off.
And when we went to New Orleans, how my legs swell up. Like, your body parts swell and they heat and
my bowling ball.
In the video, in the courtroom, when he's literally like trying to put that shit on with an outstretched hand, dude. Like, he is like.
Yeah.
He's like, stick it on me. It don't fit.
Yeah.
It's like nobody puts a fucking leather glove on like that, dummy.
I think
like do one of these.
It was also because of his lawyer.
Also to fist.
Oh no, they were brilliant in capitalizing on
fucking Cochran.
Like the if it doesn't fit, you must acquit is like a brilliant slogan.
It's still
fucking stick
out there. Yeah, it's still.
They're like
the glove don't fit. You must commit.
You must acquit. It's like
commit.
But so no, he wrote the book, which was like a third party account. He's like, if I were the killer, this is how I would have done it, and this is why.
Wow, that's just the dumbest
from an thing. Alter ego standpoint.
Double jeopardy, they can't go after him again.
Check.
Yeah, they can't.
No, fact. Yeah,
but he lost the civil
this
case
is what you got
about for the him. Same thing. So he had to pay the company. You know, he never paid him.
So the family
he didn't have any fucking money.
The family destroyed all of those books and then re-released it as I did it, but they put if like super small, like
that's good.
But dude,
I'd buy just for that.
He's doing this. I've seen him do this interview when he like released the book and he's talking to this person. He's like, okay, I'm gonna be my alter ego, which is his name is Charlie. And he goes into graphic detail. From Charlie's perspective,
Charlie
like,
Murphy,
it's like he's giving a confession of what he did. Then he's got another one.
Because
he was.
Because he knows exactly what happened.
Giving a confession.
He got to tell everybody exactly what happened under guys, basically.
Yep. Yeah.
And then there was another one where he did this interview with this like this reporter, and she was like, whatever. It kind of went south, but he was playing a prank on her, and she was in her dressing room, and there's video. Knocks on the dressing room door and she opens it and he's like, reet, 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 like with a knife.
Like, was that
like,
the?
And she's just like, oh my fucking.
Was that like the
whoa.
Comedy show or whatever? So on the news, they were talking about like it became such a big deal that even he was doing like not sketch comedy, but like a prank show or something.
Dude.
Where they did that. They had the white Bronco. There was him in it. And then like. he scared the shit out of this blonde lady and stuff. And it's like,
it's insane, dude. It's insane that, yeah, it was a farce of justice, man. Like,
yeah.
He skated past, obviously, a murderer.
The problem was,
and it created the Kardashians. So fuck that whole thing. God,
yeah,
damn it. And if that never happened, we wouldn't have to deal with that bullshit.
And the problem Jenner. with like the OJ thing is there's other big stories. Like, it wasn't Ray Lewis. Who was the Baltimore Jenner. Raven who knocked his girlfriend out in the elevator and dragged her body away?
The football player?
Yeah.
Ray.
It wasn't Ray Lewis.
It was
Ray something, and that's why I keep going to Ray Lewis.
But. Yeah, beat the shit out of her.
Bro.
And it was there was a video of it. That, but the problem was there was no big court case like there was for OJ. That's still a big story, but it wasn't a big drawn out court case like the OJ was.
God, he was a good running back too. The fuck was his name?
I gotta search it.
Ray. It was Ray.
Ray?
Chris, well, you got Chris Brown too. Chris Brown beat the shit out of Rihanna. Like, I
fuck that guy.
But was there video? Like, this one, there's actually this
they got security footage. Of
yeah, why did he get canceled? Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
One. Yeah.
Oh, he did.
He did get Me Too'd?
Chris Brown got canceled for like, but it was like a solid 5 years.
Yeah, I just heard a fucking song.
It was like
him.
5 years, and well, then he came back.
You know, I get Me Too'd for 5 years.
Yeah, he came back.
That's dick.
But, dude,
fuck
no,
society.
You've seen the pictures of, like, her shit is fucked
you're
up.
Shitty ass rapper. Yeah, I know, exactly. Because yeah. You're a shitty ass R&B bullshit artist and like, oh.
Yep.
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice! God.
Yeah.
Had him on my fantasy team.
He does have a good voice, though.
You know the Ravens? I just brought this up. It says Ravens I mean, to honor Ray Rice.
Sure.
A decade after domestic abuse ended career.
There's so much of that, though. Like,
yeah. He was a great running back.
I got nothing to say for that because I saw the video.
Right?
But
like, you fucked up, dude. Bye.
I swear, though, it's like every single one of these people that we idolize as far as like, and I mean, I don't idolize. I'm just saying like hell society no. In general idolizes yeah. Like celebrities and shit, professional athletes. Not every single one, but a vast majority of them have all these fucking crazy skeletons. Like, look at fucking Diddy.
Look at Corey Feldman. I've idolized that guy for years.
Diddy. Bro. This shit is like coming
Diddy's
out.
Diddy's on the run.
They're all fucking... Dude,
they're all fucking scumbags. Are you kidding me?
They're like, either fucking...
Like, people idolize the worst people out of fucking Hollywood in the music industry. It's crazy.
Who wouldn't be, though, I guess, is... I mean, you're in the eye of so much, and there's so much held against you. Like, you start doing things to try to escape that. And I'm not saying everybody is, but...
I don't know if that is it. I think it's more of
you think
ego
they're crazy
thing.
Before.
No, I think it's a. I think they already come into it with like a huge ego, and then they get so much like resources that they think that they can do whatever the fuck.
Yeah, they're
they want.
Untouchable.
I'm fucking rich, bitch. I have a mansion. I have
for the
all
most
this
part
shit.
They are.
I'm famous.
That's what I was gonna say. They literally get away with it because
they're like, I'm just gonna tell everybody
even
I didn't do
they
it. They're all
prison.
Fucking believe me because they all love me.
Even when they get locked up, they don't go to a real prison.
Yep.
No,
they go to a fucking.
They go to a beach club.
Yeah. For a couple of years, and they're like, all right, and they come out, and they're all good.
With a nice tan.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's, it's more, I think it's just more like evidence towards saying that there's like a controlling class that just sweeps us under the rug.
Yes,
dude.
Sir.
Like Epstein is a good example. Like there were cases that had been brought to like, there was one in particular in Florida where like, they were like, yo, this guy is like, trafficking teenagers, young teenagers, and the police investigated it, and then the investigation just like disappeared. It went
because
up to
of
the
how many big
attorney
names
general
because he's probably there.
No, there is some fucking
like, attorney general.
He may have been.
Nope,
that's
nope,
what I'm
nope.
saying. Like, there's just so many.
I feel like there's like a bigger. I feel like there's a next level of like somebody that like makes a phone
Trump
call.
Shut it down quick. That motherfucker lived there.
Makes a phone call, and you're like,
I seen
yo,
lots of pictures
bro.
With him on that plane.
Oh yeah. Dude, there's a big list on that from that.
Bro, and I've seen the girls that were on there. He's all fucking on the thighs and shit. I'm just like.
Like his daughter.
Well, did you hear it? Like,
yeah.
This is so fucking.
Did you hear that interview with him once? Because he owns
like
the Miss America pageant.
Fucking fag.
He's like, I just get to walk back there and they're all naked and they can't stop me because I own the pageant. Like, he was bragging about going back and looking at these underage girls naked because he can. And I'm like, that's fucked up.
He said that.
He's such a piece of shit. He just,
if Ivanka wasn't his daughter, he'd date her. She's beautiful. I'm like, that's what? So fucking creepy, dude.
So
he's got my vote, goddammit.
another
never in my life.
Another one that didn't really, it just kind of disappeared, but it was a big story at the time was Antonio Brown. And that was more recent, too.
He's such a fucking psycho, too. What the fuck?
He was, and he got away with it because it just kind of, they probably made, they paid him off, but his wasn't like a rape case. It was like he came out of his own shower while she was commissioned to paint something, and he put his leg up or something. That was the whole thing. Is like in his own house,
he turned into a tripod. He was like,
yeah. So it wasn't,
I'm not trying to give him props, but I mean,
it wasn't like a rape thing, but it just disappeared. Like it was like 2 days, and then like it just disappeared.
What was the Louis C.K. thing? Where he was like beating off in front of chicks or whatever.
Yeah,
there was a comedy show that I watched on that too, where they were laughing about Louis C.K. and they were like,
"What was that?" Yeah,
they were like, "Just turn away."
Like the one like I thought like was stupid was
watch it. Why are you enthralled?
Pee Wee Herman.
Close your mouth. It's a bad time to open.
That one's
it.
Fucked too.
I think that was one's kind of
fucked
because it's that not like guy. He was in a regular. He was in a literally. A porn theater
where it's allowed.
Everybody's fucking masturbating in a porn theater. Get the fuck over it. Like,
yeah.
It's not like he was watching my mermaid, My Pony or Little Mermaid, and there was like kids everywhere. He was
off his
in
back.
A porn yeah. theater.
Yeah, he wasn't out in the.
It's not like he's watching a fucking Disney playground. Movie. Like, yeah. Like, come on, dude. Like, yeah, context is everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, he's not the most savory person if he's beaten off.
It just said he place. Louis C.K. masturbated in front of colleagues.
If everybody else can do it, why can't he?
Yeah, so. But the one in particular was like he invited somebody. He invited this female up to his hotel room.
Uh-huh.
And then she came out of the bathroom and he was sitting on the couch masturbating.
Well, and it says like, I mean, he admits it.
We thought he had a few minutes.
And he literally said, so he said, C.K. admitted it. And he said, my immediate reaction was, honestly, is it that bad? Like, literally, he didn't rape her. I'm not sticking up for him.
I don't think that it was in that case.
She could have turned around and walked out. I mean, that's...
I feel like he got thrown under the bus. Like, now...
You can't go into one within the chamber, dude. You gotta unload the gun.
She came up to his hotel room.
Probably should have done it before.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, he's in his own... It's that whole.
Oh, so she was trespassing. That's what happened.
It's the whole. He invited her up there.
She's
but
breaking and entering.
It's the whole like way we're raising people and the Karens of the world nowadays. Yeah. Like
sensitive as fuck.
Well, it's half of it, but the other half is this dark fucking side of things. That's why we're so sensitive to
that's
it.
The scary part
is because there is some dark ass shit that's been going on for a long time with a lot of different.
Yes,
that's above and beyond scary.
Bro, so all the non
Catholic Church and fucking everything else. Like, oh yeah, it's just insane.
To crack down on all these Boy Scouts, dudes that fucking somebody spied Boy Scouts, beating off and Mormon stuff. It's Church. Like that's not the problem, man. This is
Hollywood.
This, that's the shit. That's the problem.
But they bring up the lamer shit, like Paul Rubens masturbating in a porn theater, Louis C.K. masturbating in his hotel room.
Yeah.
To take the eye off of,
like, oh, these guys are evil.
The Mormon Church and the Boy Scouts thing that's going on, and the
no, I don't even know if it's that. I think it's more like, if you're in, you're in. Like, if you're not, then they figure out a way to fucking decimate your character to where like you're done.
Yeah.
So it's
like canceled.
You get canceled. It's like Cat Williams is fucking crazy. And dude, I'm not gonna lie,
he's crazy, but he's hilarious.
For the longest time, I thought he was crazy too, but some of his shit. They're going back and like showing videos from like 10 years ago that he was talking about Puff Daddy and shit. And like,
he knew.
Talking about, and he knew, dude.
Fuck yeah, he knew.
Well, and I don't mean like crazy, like.
And it wasn't. Guess what? He was spitting facts.
Same I don't thing, mean he's Martin crazy, Lawrence. Like he's bonkers. I just mean he's
Dave Chappelle.
He's out there
he's crazy. Like he's a crazy motherfucker.
Look, yeah, Dave
he's
Chappelle.
Not crazy insane.
Kanye West. All these people that like, maybe at some point they like had a fucking moral compass in this. And it was like, yo, dude, we will fucking destroy you if you're not on board with this.
I don't,
a lot of power behind that.
I
shit,
don't
man.
Back Tyler's version up of Dave Chappelle's the GOAT. I think he's funny.
He is
I liked
goat.
His shit. I will never call him the GOAT, but I think it's bullshit that he said one thing that wasn't even that bad, and they fucking like tried to cancel
That's
his
not
ass.
Why they tried to cancel him. They tried to cancel him because he wouldn't do... We don't even know the full story.
I just heard it was
but
the
his
transgender
story is like,
the transgender joke no. he said, and he's like, I have friends in the LGBT community. I wasn't
This was before that.
Okay. I only heard it was that.
The transgender joke was like in his comeback. But he had the Chappelle show, which was huge.
Yeah, it was
Chappelle
massive.
Show. It was huge, man.
Chappelle show.
Comedy Central offered him $50 million to do a new season, and he walked from it and like moved to Africa for like 8 years.
Yeah, like vanished, dude.
So he
vanished.
Went back. No, I will say it.
And he ate real good the whole time.
And somebody went back to the home. Yeah, but dude, so I saw a thing the other day that was talking about like that's not even Dave Chappelle anymore. It's like a, and who the fuck knows, dude? Like
I do. I love the Dave Chappelle.
Sometimes
show.
I think like the the conspiracy theories are fucking wild, dude. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm like, totally see some shit. I'm like, that's crazy. But sometimes I like question it now. I'm like, maybe.
I will
maybe
never.
Maybe he's a clone. Who the fuck knows?
Again, and you don't, but I will never get on
definitely
board.
Looks different, but he definitely is the same.
Look at fucking, Jamie Foxx, bro.
Fucking love Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he's really cool.
But he doesn't look the same.
But I haven't, has he done anything?
I mean, he's like 55 now.
Has he even done anything
lately?
He went
in the hospital for like 6 months. They were saying he was going to die or whatever, and then he came back.
Oh, I haven't seen none of that.
But
me either.
I saw him on,
dude, his ears are different. His he looks different.
I haven't heard about him or seen him in so long. Hold
up, like, just Google, like, side-by-side Jamie Foxx before and after and look at these fucking pictures or whatever, and, like, you'd be like, holy shit, is that the same person? So I'm wondering, it's like, okay, did he step on the wrong toes? Did he like, unearth something? Did he not agree to something?
It's pretty ultimate Barry if you fucking
come
up with a doppelganger to fucking cover your
but
shit,
it's not,
dude.
But it's not outside of the realm of reality, though. Look at Jeffrey Epstein.
You really wouldn't recognize him.
No.
How does his skull shrink?
Yeah, it's like his whole
face looks like
his whole head
it's
shape.
More horse-ish.
Yeah.
But I mean, it looks
it's
like
almost like he was born again and they used the plunger to pull him out.
That's like one of those, look at this person, looks like this person.
I bet, dude, if you looked at Morgan Freeman, because I'm not saying it's the
or
same thing.
Or you catch
but
him with makeup and
this
catch him on a bad
day. This is 6 months difference, bro.
That's only 6 months?
This is not like 20 years difference.
That's a 6 month difference.
He
picture.
Was in the hospital for like 6 months.
Oh, in the hospital?
Or like the hospital term.
Well, it looks like he almost
back.
Died in that picture.
Now, hold on. That was on Reddit, so it might not be accurate.
But here's the thing.
I do like some Reddit.
Is it really outside of the
shout
realm of possibility?
Shout out to my Reddit people.
Like, you've got Jeffrey Epstein, who was like, worth, like, when he died, was worth, like, $550 million that nobody can really explain where it came from.
I was going to say, who the fuck is this guy?
He got out of a shitload of trouble over and over again. He had some of, like, the world's most elite people flying on his plane.
Because he got hooked
out with
up
him,
with those people, yeah.
To his private
and then
island.
He was killed or suicided himself.
Lies.
With two cameras that were malfunctioning, two guards that were fucking off.
Every one of the stalls in my bathrooms at the restaurants.
Dude.
Say Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah. I don't think he did
it's
either.
It's carved into the
it's
back.
It's not like I don't like the guy. I don't like the guy,
it's
but
just,
I don't think he was either. I think he was silenced.
There was enough money.
You know what I mean? Because there were so
dude
many.
Took the fall. I'll take 20 years in prison if I go down for it, and you pay me $20 million. I'm good for that.
But
my family's set. Yeah, fuck
like
it.
You protect me, but if I go down, I can see
what kind of power does it take to pull that off?
Trump.
Yep.
No.
That's what I was going to say.
No, I'm not saying Trump. I'm saying Trump-style power, but it could be.
I think Trump's under that control, too. That's what I'm saying.
I
think there's
no, I totally
hidden
agree.
Somebody,
him.
Yeah.
It's Putin.
That is
Putin.
It. That's a fucking ton
fucking
of power, bro.
Show, man.
Ton of
I
power.
I think it's more than one.
And so it is. It's a group.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's,
if you've got these, like, celebrities.
You hear us out there, fuckers.
These yeah. celebrities.
We know.
We know. We're onto your asses.
They're terrible.
My name is Kenny, and I live in.
Because they can erase your ass.
They can erase the most highest profile people in this world. There's people above that.
It's
freaks me out.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist like Tyler, but did you ever see that movie with Mel Gibson, Conspiracy Theory?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was actually
really
good.
Does. It's like
Ornette.
So you went old enough for me to actually know what you're talking about.
So like he finds something. All his other ones are, you know, like, oh, the aliens, wear my tin hat, but he comes across one that's real.
That's pretty cool.
And yeah. then they try to erase him. And that really was a good movie. And it is.
Yeah.
I don't get behind a lot of the conspiracies, but there are some I'm like, you can't deny some of this shit.
There's an ounce of truth in everything.
Especially
I
when
think,
they come
bro.
Out 20 years later that they were fucking true.
Yeah.
There's an ounce of truth in everything. That's where I'm like,
it's
true. No,
it's just like that. There's
see what it did.
Side A, side B, and then the truth in the middle. So yeah, yep. there's always
cassette tape.
You know the other
yeah
another old school. Oh, yeah.
You know the other new thing that was coming out. The head of security for Diddy is the same head of security for Michael Jackson.
Can we just call what his real name is? Because you say Diddy, and I'm thinking of Donkey Kong Jr.
Puff Daddy.
You know that's better because Diddy. Piff, I just keep going with that diddles. Little monkey on the fucking race car.
You keep Piff's name out of your goddamn mouth, okay?
It's Puff Daddy, but the same head of security for Puff Daddy was Michael Jackson's head of security.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I was, oh, yeah. Pick me.
Why are you raising your hand?
I got to jump in really quick, and then we can go back to this. When he said that, when he started talking shit about, you know, Piff and Piffles, bitch.
Bitch.
Not only do I get to go see Carrot Top, I got fucking front row center seats to see Carrot Top.
Let's fucking go. Nobody was want to sit there.
No, she paid nobody. A good amount. She paid a good amount, you dick.
Yeah. She got that shit on a black market, dude.
I am going to say that obviously I'm going into this with aspirations from when I was younger, and I loved when he was younger.
When did you go to Vegas?
Week and a half, 25th. We'll get there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is he still at fucking Luxor, or is he at Planet?
Yes. That's where we're staying to. We're staying in the Luxor.
Ooh, are you staying on the inside, or are you staying in that bullshit thing that's 6 miles away?
I hope it's the inside, but where my wife bought him, it's probably the one 6 miles away.
Bruh, you're going
to It's not that expensive to stay in the pyramid.
I think we're right in the whole thing. If you're in the pyramid, like where you walk in, like looking down the atrium, it's cool. But if you get put in the other one, you got to go like down this hallway ways. 6 miles, and you got to go over here through these doors outside, around the corner, up and down, take a cab. Then you come around, put in a key code, take another cab, and then you'll go upstairs, knock down three times, turn around three times, and then you'll come in, and then you can walk down the hall to your room, which is 6,000 fucking doors down.
So. I think
Good luck going to get a beer halfway. I think we're in the good spot
because we're seeing Fantasy, the striptease show.
Yeah,
is it in your room?
We're seeing it the very first night we're there at 10:30 at night, and my wife is like her bedtime's like 8, and she's willing to do it. So I think we're in the good part because she's willing to
her bedtime.
Yes.
She took her bedtime in consideration.
You got that's what I'm saying. That's why I think we're in the good spot because of her bedtime,
dude.
Because
you walk down the hall in the pyramid, you look out, you're like. It's a giant pyramid atrium. You're looking straight down. Like there's nothing underneath you. It's badass.
You know how many people
do you know why she did this?
A year? It's like 50 people jump from that shit.
Was the pyramid the one where the, the shootout
inside.
Happened?
Did they land on the coffee shop on the top of the casino?
Because
there's a little coffee shop.
It's like a food court down there.
Yeah. On top of the like it's above it, but in the middle, it's weird.
Yeah, dude.
Do you know why
50 people a year?
This will be our first real trip. Just us.
How much are you taking?
What do you mean? Money?
Viagra.
You're tripping, aren't you?
Viagra. Oh. No.
Oh, sorry.
No, but we got to talk after the show.
I apologize. Continue, sir.
This will be the first time. I mean, but we do love Vegas. And the funniest thing is she was talking the other day is we've talked about places. My favorite, my happy place is the Oregon coast.
Yes.
And boo. I would do that yearly.
Whatever, Dan. You just like to fucking pull out the banana hammock and go kick it.
I just don't like
Have you seen him in a banana hammock, though? I mean,
it's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice.
It's all rainy and sad there all the time.
But see, that's the thing is, like, I don't.
But it's rugged.
That's like, I am happy.
It's rugged
then.
And raw.
Like, you turn to the left and you're in the mountains. You turn to the right, you got the beach.
What are you
like,
going to do? Go to California? Have you been to California beaches?
Right.
Fuck those, dude.
I don't
want
to do that either.
Everybody's like, yeah. I'm like, no. It's still the Pacific Ocean. A. B. You're in fucking California, so sucks to be you.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, no.
But we were
talking. You got to go to Oregon for the other one, but.
She never thought that Vegas would be our yearly thing, but it has been for like last 5 years. We've gone to Vegas every year.
You just can't go there.
The stupid thing is.
I want to gamble and stuff. No,
don't
gamble.
Even if you don't gamble, the stupid thing is it's twice as expensive as anywhere else that you could go.
Depends on what
you
could
go to the coast and spend a fraction.
No, I don't buy that because I can ball off fucking Vegas on a huge budget and still be fucking
tight. We're going to find out.
Because the flights are cheap. You can find a good ass
food like, is expensive as fuck.
Dude.
Every meal is $100.
There's an
in-and-out
a block and a half fucking down the road.
Yeah, fuck
Walk
that
your ass
shit.
Down
it's
there.
Still $60 for
Oh, never mind.
No, it's not.
Not In-N-Out. White Castle. Fuck White Castle. We did White Castle on Fremont.
Nobody wants fucking White Castle.
Saw
well, you got it on Fremont. You
no, I don't. I don't remember that.
You got to go off Strip.
I think I'm the only one that remembers Fremont Street.
Go two blocks off Strip and you'll save a fucking like literally $100 a meal. And it's bomb.
Well.
You just
We're going to find out. Like, I could. The bonus is that Amelia claims you're 6 foot six, Dan.
Yeah.
All 69 inches of you.
Duh.
I mean, when he's doing a pull up, he's about that.
The bonus is that Lex and I are both people watchers. So we could literally have a beer and just sit there for hours and watch people.
That's when
so
you find the bar that has the patio that overlooks the strip and you can watch people walk up and down
but
the
that's
strip.
Like,
holy shit.
So when we travel with Dan and Tana. Tana and my wife, they go and they gamble. Dan and I
gamble.
We'll fucking sit at the bar and have drinks, or we'll go to the arcade and we just have fun.
Oh, the arcade.
Dude, the arcade is the best.
The arcade in Reno, dude. We had a blast.
Wait, which casino were you at?
Was it Circus Circus?
Circus Circus in Reno.
Oh, yeah. Circus
So we both put $60 on a card or whatever, and we played
2 days.
All day that one day because the girls went upstairs and gambled and then they came down. They're like, they both had lost like $300 or $400.
We lost hundreds and we're like, ha ha.
And we fucking
played 60.
We won like We had a garbage bag full of stuffed animals, and we gave away a shitload of stuffed animals.
So
little kids.
Many.
Oh my God, that
like
would
big
so
stuffed
fun.
Animals and stuff.
Dan's got a picture. I'm like holding this giant fucking like hamster or something because I got to pee.
So, awesome.
So I'm holding it up so I don't put it on the ground. So I'm peeing in the bathroom. I'm holding it up high.
Oh my God.
But it was a
that
great time.
Is what
we
I'm
went
talking
back,
about.
We went back the next day. We sold like $25 on our cards. We're yeah. like, yeah, dude.
Dude, you like, I did they bonus me?
I think we both,
did,
we both tried to play
did
like.
Did they give me a $25 comp because
was it online blackjack
the,
we sat down to?
Yeah.
We put in some money yeah, online blackjack. Yeah. We're like, $20. Fuck this. I'm out. We just spent the rest of
the
time.
Bro.
It was fun.
Yeah, dude.
We had a couple gummies the first night and we had the girls laughing because yep. we were giggling and yeah. just having a good time.
Dude, yeah, we took the kids to Nevada because we had needed a spring break and the weather sucked a couple years ago. And we're like, there's nowhere. Everywhere you go, it's snowing and bullshit. It's like, unless we go south. Like in Reno, it's 75.
Yeah.
We're like, Reno? The fuck? Well, okay. So we hit up Virginia City. We stayed at the fucking, what's the one midtown going south? The big
Sparks?
What is it?
The pretty one. The it's all horseshoe? Rainbows.
Oh, wait.
Oh, what's it called?
Love? No, not Love.
In Reno. No. It goes
oh, in Reno.
Grand Sierra, and then the other big one right down.
Sparks is right before Reno.
No. Oh, yes. We're not going east-west. We're going south towards Tahoe.
Oh, so okay. So after.
You come out of downtown, and then there's Grand Sierra, and then it's the island. Oh, what the Isn't, fuck is it?
I thought there was like
It's got the big lake too. Not Tahoe.
God damn it!
I'm trying to bring up a map.
Googly, yeah. Googly it.
Somebody Googly,
Googly boogly.
Drive me. Anyway, so while he Googles it, we'll get the name. So we decided to stay there because it was south centrally located. Because I don't give a fuck about downtown. But our favorite breakfast restaurant in the world, Peg's Glorified Ham and Eggs. If anybody's in Reno, it's in downtown, and there's a new one in Northwest Reno, right off freeway. Fucking the best breakfast you'll ever eat, trust me. And anyway, so we stayed there, and they had the whole second floor above the casino was an arcade. It was amazing. We literally, because we stayed there for the kids, right? So it was all about the pool. They had a beautiful pool, the spa, all the good stuff.
Not quite to Vegas Southern, right? Like before Vegas Southern?
No, I'm talking like Southern Reno.
Oh, Southern Reno.
I'm in Reno, bro. So you're going.
I thought you meant like a city after Reno.
No,
okay.
Downtown Reno, and then you go just down the freeway. You get Grand Sierra, which is out of downtown.
So you're not talking towns. You're talking like the hotels you stayed at or something.
Yeah. This is
dude,
Reno.
I'm fucking like googly moogling like towns Reno, but before Vegas. Okay.
Just the one that we stayed at was fucking.
We always stay because my wife's dad, fuck it. My father-in-law, the greatest man I know. He has timeshares, so we usually just stay in his timeshares.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wherever we go.
They're going to get fucked on a timeshare. You might as well take advantage
dude,
of it.
Dude, yeah, and we got free points, and it's just like it helps him, it helps us.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, and honestly, Reno's a great little trip. It's just a weekend.
That's where Dan bruised my hand when I tried to slap his ass because he fucking elbowed me.
What a dick.
I know, right?
You ever been fucking, to Virginia City up there?
His goddamn karate moves bruised the fuck out of my hand. Just what take the ass slap.
Did you ever go to Virginia City?
Dude, I was like.
Ghost Town?
No, but I would love to. We went to the car museum, which was fucking sweet.
That's super dope.
That was super fun.
Those cars are sick.
He was talking the hotel he stayed in Reno. I thought he was talking cities in between Reno and Vegas.
He's
I'm
like, are you in
I was
Fallon?
On the hotels. I was on the hotels.
See, and I wasn't. I'm like Googling. Yeah. I was like, so which city were you in? Like, Love, Nevada.
So
like,
what hotel was it?
Something with rainbows.
He was finding it.
It was obviously gay rainbows. I don't know.
See the fag motel?
Those are not one and the same.
Yes, you did.
Okay, hold on.
We're pretty sure we saw the beginnings of a rape while we were there.
Oh, that happens downtown. So at the National Bowling Stadium, which is literally a 64-lane bowling center.
Oh, Jesus. That,
check this out. Stadium seating behind the lanes for 8,000.
That's a nerdy as fuck.
I do have to say, though, we do have to get
this thing
get
has
us,
a 300
we
got to
do a bowling
ceiling,
one of these
dude. Stadium. I bolded it. It's crazy. All right. Take us out.
It?
You're taking us out, Donnie.
All right. Dad bod's out, bitches.
Bitches.